I have done nothing. I am just simply blundering my way through life, taking those opportunities that I think are there and trying to grasp them. I'm just stumbling along with everybody else.
These are the words of someone who has been anything but just stumbling along. He is a world-renowned equestrian, has received an honorary doctor's degree of letters, and has served as the Grand Marshal of both the Tournament of Roses Parade in America and the Calgary Stampede in Canada.
A stumble begets an adventure, really. Even if you have to pick yourself up, stumbling is part of life. Falling is part of life. Not to give up because you've entered the realm of failure. Failure is only the opposite of success. So go get the opposite of failure.
Go get the opposite of failure. These are the words of a man who practices what he preaches. These are the words of William Shatner, actor, author, singer, Emmy and Golden Globe winner, and universally known as James Kirk on the TV and film classic Star Trek, where he showed us all how to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Go with boldness, because cowardice leaves you behind. Go for it with courage and boldness. The mistakes you make, everybody makes. You're doing what everybody does, and it's up to you to perceive that, to listen to that mistake. I made a mistake. I continue on. I need to be kind to myself in that the mistakes aren't a reflection of inadequacy. It's just a failure of whatever experience, not being educated in that area. By being kind to yourself in mistakes, you open the door to boldly go somewhere else.
William Shatner's encouragement to overcome failure and disappointment doesn't come from a privileged life where every accolade, every accomplishment, every success has been handed him on a silver spoon. Yes, William Shatner knows success, but he also knows heartbreak and hardship. In the early 1970s, the TV series Star Trek was canceled, and producers couldn't imagine Shatner playing any role but James Tiberius Kirk. Acting gigs dried up. First, he lost his home. Then he found himself living in a truck bed camper in California. Desperate to provide for his family, he took any odd job to help, even small party appearances for meager pay. But the man who represented to an entire nation the courage to boldly go couldn't and wouldn't quit. He simply set himself on a new adventure.
Don't let anything get you down, because next to you getting down is getting up, and get up, and you have no choice. You have to get up. And life does offer you a lot of prospects, and it's up to you to explore them. And that's what I mean by boldly go. Go into the prospects of life with a full heart and a full mind and make the best of it.
William Shatner's life is an example of the journey that leads from one jumping off point to another. It's all part of his voyage of exploration that boldly leads to adventure.
So if you stop and literally smell the roses, your nose is close enough to the rose to see the vast array of things that the rose has evolved, the way it reproduces itself, the way it gains energy, the way the pollen works, the way the stem, the way the roots work, the scent of the rose. I mean, the curiosity about an individual thing leads you into science and metaphysics almost immediately. Why is a rose the way it is? What can a rose do for you spiritually? I mean, it just goes on, and it leads to other paths. One question begets another, and that's the journey.
Beyond his most incredible acting career, which has included hosting Rescue 911, the title role of T.J. Hooker, and countless starring roles, he has a star on both the Hollywood and Canada's Walk of Fame. In addition to those, he has been inducted into 3 additional Halls of Fame: the Horse Breeders Hall of Fame, the Television Hall of Fame, and a celebrity inductee into the WWE Wrestling Hall of Fame. That's more halls of fame than most people visit in their lives. But he believes anyone can do great things.
You individually are great. You're capable of greatness, even in your misery. That's part of life. Life isn't all laughter and enjoyment. Part of life is suffering, is going through the hard times. And those hard times, if you don't get overwhelmed by them, if you look at them individually as an opportunity to go forward, to help someone that's giving you a problem, to help yourself wherever your problem is, solving a problem for yourself is an element of greatness.
William Shatner is still defining the elements of greatness. In 2021, at the age of 90, an age where most men are either dead or nearly dead, William Shatner went boldly into space, this time for real. Invited by Star Trek fan, billionaire, and entrepreneur Jeff Bezos to fly into the reaches of space, Shatner boarded Blue Origin NS-18 and became the oldest man at that time to ever fly into space. What was perhaps one short trip for man became one giant leap for mankind as an example of relentlessly pursuing greatness and adventure. And he encourages us to follow that example and reach for our greatest opportunities.
You are worth it. You're an individual. You're unique. You yourself have unique application. Your whole being is unique. There's only one of you, and that one needs to take control of yourself and follow that uniqueness, follow that ability to do whatever it is you like to do, and go for it. Say yes to those opportunities. Say yes to your life, because it's the only one you have. You are born with an absolute individuality, and it's there resting, waiting for you to grasp it. Grasp that individuality and go forth boldly.
There you have it, from a man who has gone from a Golden Globe to his golden years, from Broadway to the Milky Way, and who is truly a legend in our time. So do what he would do. Boldly go and pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. Pass It On, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.